Blog Talk Radio.
Niggas is stupid. Teamwork, work hard. Y'all know what time it is. Get on in the mic, Rob. Gunship major.
Yo, what's going on? We're selling all the orders for the coke consumers. If you heard the law, soft, don't believe the rumors. I have rappers riding like Zuma. Look around the streets and bleed them Puma. So the kids see his mask with no diploma. I be smelling like money with the haze aroma. It's nothing a bag of money, better open the phone. I'm a G, I ain't never comfortable in a loner. I'm more like a boss or a general owner. Can't avoid beef, I ain't putting a coma. Even though I can catch a body picking a phone up. No, I ain't a sailor, but I got shit sewn up. My dough sick like AIDS all blown up. We them bad little rascals all grown up. Sitting in the movies all stoned up.
Yeah, my grind, baby. Morning, nigga. Young image. Dumb out. Rich. De Niro. Woo! Yeah, yeah. We on these niggas. Stop playing with us.
What up, my peoples? How y'all doing?
What it do, y'all? How y'all feeling on this Wednesday evening?
Another wet and wild, wacky Wednesday.
Another hump day out the way.
That's true, too. But I prefer to call it the wet and wild, wacky Wednesday.
Wet, wild, wacky Wednesday.
Yeah.
Four dubs.
Mm-hmm.
Throw your four dubs up.
Hi. How was your week, Mr. Beast?
Oh, not too bad, not too bad. Still early in the week for me anyway.
Yeah.
I've been getting to bed late, doing some songs and doing some recording, but trying to stay busy. You?
Same. I mean, pretty much.
On the grind as always.
Yeah.
Keeping it moving.
Doing
especially
something.
We ain't ever talked about our, I don't think we ever talked about our new friend. Our new family member.
Yeah, I was like, that's our son.
Yeah, our new family member. We never talk about it. He keeps us busy all week.
Yes, he does.
Been
DJ
to the park,
is a handful.
The dog park.
Mm-hmm. So, and we've been playing basketball. Not with the dog, just with us.
Yeah, I've been trying to teach her a little something. It's the funniest thing. I wish we had a camera to show y'all. It's the funniest sight out there on the basketball court.
Hey, it's a lot of fun too.
It is. It's
yeah,
a lot
I have
of
a lot of fun, and I must
fun.
Admit, I'm funny. I crack myself up. That's why it's so much fun.
She can't stop laughing. I've never seen somebody laugh so much on a basketball court ever in my life. I don't care who I played against.
Because it tickles me. It's fun.
Oh,
it's like,
man,
I don't
yeah,
know.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot. I can't say that.
So we have an interesting show tonight, I think.
I think so.
So I have begged everyone on Twitter, people, please call in, okay? We need
holla.
You to call in tonight because the show really won't, well, I mean, it'll work anyway because we just do what we do and it's fabulous anyway.
Yeah.
But it would work a lot better if people would call in and actually, like, give their opinions on if they thought it was black or white. Maybe after you hear the first
subject. We need a little participation tonight.
Yeah, we do. We need crowd participation. That'd be very, very welcome, please. We do need the crowd participation. So, come on, call in.
Holla.
And, 646-595-4038. We're not going to go into the topic.
It's all out of funny games.
It's, okay, look, is it black or white? I'm going to talk about wacky, wild, wicked crimes.
Topics in the media and stuff like
exactly.
that. You know, just to, and we're going to put our opinion on whether it was
a white person that did it
or
a black person that did it. And guaranteed. We're,
nothing racist about it.
No, nothing at all. It's
but
all
we just
fun.
Have a little fun with it.
Because we kind of noticed that, you know, there's been a lot of crazy stuff happening lately.
Yeah.
And
sometimes I just want to blindfold myself. It's kind
yeah,
of,
we'll get all into it
yeah,
in detail in a little bit. We're going to drop a song, and then we're going to talk about Beyonce, because she is a hot mess right now. And ladies, if you want to call in and talk about what you think about bitches bow down, I bend down. I guess I can't clap while I do that. Bitches bow down, I bend down is the title of her new single. And it's really got me scratching my head. I mean, literally.
I ain't think Beyonce cursed about it, if you ask me. For me to hear that,
no.
I was shocked.
We're going to play a Beyonce song right now.
I
so here we go, Beyonce.
Yes, sir.
We like to party.
You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drip the swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drip the swag goo. Oh.
I may be young, but I'm ready to give you all my love. I told my girl you can get it. Don't blow.
About that.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Not girls bow down.
Bitches bow down. And
I've never
and I mean, like,
her.
Not like, you know.
Has she ever even cursed?
No. It was one thing when she was like, we run the world. Or really, it was, she B runs the world. You know what I mean? That was one thing. I was like, okay, she's feeling herself. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
Yeah, now she done stepped it up.
Too much.
From running the world to now y'all bow down.
Yep.
You can't be
sure
mad. I mean, if she feeling herself, you can't be mad at her, though.
No, you can feel yourself, but, I mean, it's just a way to
it's
do it.
It's just shocking
like,
that it's coming from her. And I would think that would come from Rihanna.
Yes.
That's what
most
I would think
definitely.
A song like that would come from Rihanna.
I think that.
Beyonce.
Honestly, I think they're all losing their minds. Okay? Like, Rihanna really went from good girl gone bad to complete.
Wild and out.
And that's putting it nice. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
And I'm all, you know, I just don't know what to say. Because we have a lot for words, and it's a radio show.
I see.
I'm trying to tell my friends who tune into our show, and I can't do, I have a hard time focusing today. Like, I can't do two things at one time. Like,
Struggle mode.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway. Beyonce with this song. So Rush Limbaugh thought he should talk about it and had the lyrics all wrong.
Yeah, what he said was confused me. Had me thinking that something. He said somebody was talking about women bowing down to their men.
Yeah, that had nothing to do with that song.
Far from what that song meant. What that song was about.
Yeah, she was telling us to bow down to her. All you little girls with dreams of being singers and things.
Because there ain't no way that,
And
the first two lines in the song let you know that she ain't talking about bowing down to no man. She put it point blank right there in front of your face. That's not what I'm talking about, Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm feeling some kind of type of way about that shit right there. That's like a different song right there. I'm like, Beyonce, where's Beyonce?
You're supposed to think that way.
No.
If you didn't think that way, then, I mean.
And what's really crazy about it is that 100 people, like, if that, like, everybody that listens to the song isn't going to get it. All they're going to hear is, bitches bow down, bitches bow down, bitches bow down.
Because you know it's going to be in the club, and that's all everybody going to hear in the club.
They're not
going to
understand
that. Yeah.
She's telling you bitches
so
to bow the fuck down.
No, the next chick will be telling the next chick in the club to bow down. But they somebody looking at somebody, you know how young girls be, but somebody's staring or got something going on over there, and somebody be hating from afar. Dudes be doing it too.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how y'all girls be. It's just bad dad. They got their little anthem over there in the corner.
She's going to have
hoes fighting in the club. They got their little anthems in the corner.
She's going to have little hoes fighting in the club. That's what she's going to have.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's all they're going to hear, though.
It's just bow down.
That's all they're going to hear. Because that's the one thing.
She's telling everybody to respect and the authority.
You know why I think she did that, though?
Why?
Because people were talking about her, the presidential inauguration.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I think she had
the
it.
Way...
I think she had it. Yeah, I mean, she came out, because right after that, she did the Super Bowl. And then before she did the press conference for the Super Bowl, before she answered one question,
she sang it live.
You know what I mean? She sang it live. So I think it's something weighing on her. With that presidential inauguration, so
that's
she got to be telling she got me, because people talk bad about it. You know what I mean? People really talk bad about Beyonce. She ain't used to that. She's never been talked bad about. She ain't used to that. People always got something positive and nice to say, but when she did that, that was the first time in her career, I think, that I can remember, that somebody's ever said anything negative about it. So she's like, yeah, okay, F these people. All these people that got something negative to say, she was at home watching. All these people got something negative to say. All these people got something to say. I got an answer for them. As soon as I get in the studio. Next studio session. That's what she said. Next session. Ooh, I can't wait to get out of D.C. She probably didn't make it out of D.C. before she got a studio.
She said she wrote it on the plane,
She probably wrote it... in a limo right after the inauguration. She didn't make it out of D.C. She went straight to the studio.
Who's the studio I can go to right now? I need it right now.
You know, that backlash started instantly. She heard it before on her. She got a few tweets about that.
Wow. I don't know. She really, really, really is a funny
But
lady.
I think that's what it is. I think that's what's feeding it right there, though.
I hope that's what it is, and she's just not lost her mind.
Her album got pushed back, huh?
That's a, thank you for very much. They sure did say that. They said that her album was pushed back until the fall. And it's,
you know what confuses my bad, go ahead.
Okay.
I was just about to say what confuses me about the song is where does it go at the end?
Oh yeah, she's got some strange it's like she's got this mad alter ego.
Yeah, is that supposed to be what's this Sasha
her.
Fierce?
No, that's not
that
Sasha Fierce.
Fierce? She got another alter ego.
It has to be. Some man that lives inside of her that's been trying to get out.
You got three of them?
I'm just saying.
Oh,
you know? Man. Probably got a little more than that. You know, they'd be legions.
Oh, Lord. Hey, no comment.
Okay.
Oh, man.
And so, but yeah.
Yeah, that's funny, though.
What was I going to say? Because I was being bad. That's
you
why.
Were. That's why, see? Being bad, God took that thought right out your mind.
You know, it's not that the thought is quite clearly there still. I just was trying to figure out how to articulate it in a way so as not to be offensive.
I got you.
You know, but, I mean, there is no way to tell somebody.
Well, shout out to J and B anyway, or B. I ain't going to say J and B. But you know what she said, too, though? She says that in the song, she contradicts herself. In the song, she says, you don't want to be known that.
Oh, no, and the song, it, not the song, on the tour. Her
no,
tour
she,
is
yeah,
called
but the
Mrs.
Song
Carter.
Says she don't want to be known as.
His little wife,
yeah,
right.
But then she named
the tour
the
Miss Carter tour. The Miss Carter World tour.
Tours, yeah, whatever.
The Miss Carter Show.
Show.
World tour.
Yeah, all that. With Mountain Dew.
Pepsi for sponsors. No, that is their company. It's one big company.
I know.
Yeah, that comes
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, so that's what I don't understand. Do you want to be?
Oh, gosh.
Don't
I don't understand either. I'm just so confused by it all.
How do you go
from
she had to
I'm a survivor to, you know, like.
She had to answer a critic, though. I think so.
Yeah, but there was a way she could have did it differently.
Yeah,
I mean,
really
like,
way
you know
to do
what
it. But if you really want to make a statement, and shit, this is her first song in like 2 years. You know what I mean?
Has it really been 2 years?
I thought, when was Girls, all the
We
all
Run the World Girls.
When was that out?
Summer, wasn't it? I think. I don't know.
It said 2 years, though.
Time flies so fast. I don't want to remember.
2 years ago.
I thought it was just like the summer.
Was that the last song that she released, though? Girls, All Around the World? That was the last song. I keep saying it wrong, huh? Why you keep laughing at me? I told you.
Girls, we run around the world. Girls, we run around the world up and down the place. Girls. L.A., California girls around the world.
Yo, the girls, they somewhere. She got the girls all over the place.
Who Run the World is
who
the song.
The world? Is that the last song that she released?
Who Run the World. Yep, I think so. I really think so. I just...
Well, yeah, she came back with a statement.
Yeah. Well, yeah, shout out to the Carter family.
Yeah, they're...
And I'm going to play this little ditty here just for them.
Preach.
There you go.
Ooh.
This is really different from...
Picture hanging on the wall.
That was the extended version. Oh, go ahead.
Hey, y'all. We back.
What it do?
All right. So, you know what? I don't care.
What happened? Today. What? I don't care. About what?
Because, you know, I know someone's out there listening. And they refuse to pick up the phone and just call in.
Man,
it's a little disturbing, you know, but at the same time, I don't care. I don't care anymore. I'm going to do my stories now.
Let's do it.
Ready?
Yeah.
So now you get to guess.
Uh-oh. Now you can make me
all like by yourself.
Make me sing like a raisin. That's why we need some songs. I was just thinking how I did to me. Make me out to be the racist there out here.
Okay, so let's see. The first one we're going to do is, okay.
What
is it? All right, here we go. Man killed girlfriend, lives with rotting corpse.
Man killed girlfriend.
Yes, let me tell you the story. Okay, in a court last week, prosecutors alleged that a man hit his girlfriend on the head with a metal table pedestal, raped her, and stabbed her 32 times.
Jesus.
I won't say his name because that might
give
it away either way. Okay.
So what you say? Names to give? See, you raised it too. See what I'm talking about? Names get stuff away nowadays. You see how we do it?
Yeah. But it's true, though. I mean,
well,
like,
it can't be like he be like Latino or so, but if it's black or white.
Okay, look.
No, go ahead. Don't get a name. Let's go.
Dude was evicted from his apartment December 2011. The next day when the apartment manager stopped by, they found the dead body in the bathroom. He was arrested and then arraigned a few days later. At an earlier hearing, he yelled at San Joaquin judge. He yelled at the judge, okay, from San Joaquin. Okay, investors identified the body as Veronica. I won't say her full name either. Veronica Jones. That's pretty vague. That's a vague name.
He was black.
So I should have said the name.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, okay, all right. Well, anyway, this was a black dude. I mean, like, you know.
He killed her and lay with the body?
He said, and laid with the body?
I mean, he kept. Well, hold on, what?
He killed her.
See, I'm so confused.
Look,
like
he
that.
Killed her,
stabbed
raped her, and stabbed her 32 times. In that order, it would seem, because
wait,
that's
he,
how
he
they said it.
You say he kept the corpse?
He beat her on the head with he beat her on the head with a metal. Yes, in the bathroom.
That's disgusting.
I know.
Hold on. And he lived at the house. See, that's what I'm talking about. For how long? How you keep the smell?
I don't know how he did it.
I don't even want to know. Dang, that was... Oh, man, see? If you wouldn't have said the name, I would have got it wrong, though.
I know, because you would have...
If you wouldn't have said Veronica Jones...
We're stereotypical, you know what I mean? Because we stereotype people. Because, you know, normally people who do crazy crimes are, like, Jeffrey Dahmer. Or, like, who else is there? Jeffrey Dahmer.
Charles Manson.
You know what I'm saying?
It's been a lot of historic people.
It hasn't been so
O.J.
many.
Simpson.
No. I mean, that doesn't count because he didn't get accused of it. You know what I'm saying? So.
But still, you got to play both sides.
You do have to play both sides of the fence.
It's been a lot of both sides.
Right, basically.
I know. I want you to tell them that other one we sang, though.
Oh, wait, no. That's going to save that for last, because
okay.
That was, I thought
that
was
one,
the best
yeah, because I know that
and
one.
And you know that one,
yeah.
Too. That's why.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so this one is finished. All right, so now the next one is. Okay. Brain-eating killer claimed two more victims.
What?
Because of systematic NHS failures. Okay, so... A systematic failure in the treatment of a schizophrenic allowed him to murder a friend and eat parts of his brain before he went on to kill a fellow patient in Broadmoor. Two separate reports have revealed convicted killer was given permission to, I can't even say the name, was given permission to live in the hostel in North London where he could come and go as he pleased. He had been admitted to a secure hospital after beating shop assistant Nisha.
In London? That's a white guy.
Yeah, in London. To death with a hammer in 93. But 8 years later, mental health experts decided he could live in the community under supervision.
That's a white guy in London.
In 2002, he moved to the hospital, and at the beginning of 2004, social workers applied for his transfer to low support accommodation. But 4 weeks later, he murdered his friend and cooked and ate his flesh.
What in the world?
In a damning report into it, wait. In a damning report into the case, authors found that while living in the community, Brian was looked after by an inexperienced social worker and psychiatrist who had never worked with a convicted killer. The report found there was, however, a systematic failure to ensure that the key professionals allocated to care for this guy in the community had the necessary experience to deal with someone with his forensic history and complex presentation. Long story short...
Oh, no, right. What?
He's a black dude.
He's a black guy. Oh, yep. So he got that dead wrong.
Yep.
Yo, so if he was a schizophrenic, what was this other person? He eat people? What was it? Was it a person? It was an animal. He turned to an animal.
Look at the black dude. That ate the guy's face under the bridge.
Yeah.
He ate a white dude's face. I thought the white dude would have ate the black dude's face. I'm sorry for saying it like that, but come on. Come on. In the movies, the serial killers are always the white people. They
I'm
are.
I'm not going that far.
They are. In real life. How many black serial... Let's Google that. Let me Google.
How many black
serial killers have there been?
It might not have been a lot of black serial killers, but there's been a lot of black other killers.
No, we're notorious for murdering each other and others, okay? I'm not giving nobody a pass, but I'm saying when it comes to the real nasty, psychotic, like, shit that makes you scratch your head.
You know what it is, and it's sad, though? It's like in a shootout in the black community. You can take as many bodies as a serial killer, but it won't be called a serial killer because it's just a gunfight. It'll be just a gun or a shootout, whatever. I mean, as many people can die in that shootout, you can kill as many people as one serial killer can kill on a killing spree in one shootout, but it's not a...
Oh, like that thing that happens in Colorado and like the thing at the school like that, but that's not a serial killer.
Serial killer.
Because, no, a serial killer is repetitive. Yes,
over
time. Yeah, they do it over years and years and years, and they get away with this nonsense, and they do it forever and ever and ever, like, until they get caught.
Yeah.
If they get caught. How about some of them never get caught?
Yeah, it's probably... You're still walking the streets right now. We done walked past on these avenues around here somewhere.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. I know, living in Germany, I definitely walked.
You probably walked past homeboy you didn't worry about.
Okay, so
he was hiding out in Germany.
Alright, this was just a photo that someone got in the mail, and it just happened to be in my, when I was looking for crazy stuff. It says, this dear God, I received an email last week which was quite disturbing and, to say the least, disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
It is about dead babies that can be bought from hospitals in Taiwan for $70 to meet the high demand for grilled and barbecued babies.
The high demand for grilled and barbecued babies. Come on, man. That ain't real. That can't be real. The baby head is right there, yo. That can't be... Oh, yo, I just got sick of the smell
of it.
Yo.
Oh, I didn't ask you, was it black or white?
You had to ask me that one. I knew that one.
It was neither.
I just got that one 100% right.
That was in the middle.
Oh, my goodness.
Asian.
Yo, they got the baby on the plate.
And it's barbecued and shit, man.
That ain't real, yo. That's something that made it look like a baby, yo. It's like
But look at what's in his hand. Look at, it looks like an arm in his hand, dude. Seriously. Like, it has fingers and stuff.
Not a chicken wing.
No, it does not. Look closely. It's got fingers and stuff, and it's like the shoulder.
Yo, that is. Oh, yo, you just made my shoulder hurt. He's biting the shoulder.
Yes, he is. He's biting the shoulder. Okay, so enough of that. Enough of that nonsense.
Oh, man.
That's foolery.
Yeah, that's sickening, y'all. They're barbecuing babies over there.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we're going to take a break before we get to the last two of them and play a couple of songs.
Let's do it.
And we will be right back right here on...
My Grind.
You know it.
Don't barbecue your babies.
You're so silly. Like, I'm still looking for a song.
They
play.
Precious. They precious. Not edible. I can't believe that dude had a baby on his plate eating an arm.
That's a problem. So here's Chris Brown featuring Problem. I don't know what song it is, but
let's do
it.
Let's do it.
I'm gonna have to do it.
Let's do it.
Big star. Sorry, Jana.
Funk Flex. Chris Brown. Who you mad at? Me or yourself?
Go Chang. Go Chang. Getting money going and why she so ashamed. I'm in the party, got these bitches off of Molly and they rolling. Bitches popping pills like it's full pain. In the eyes on the shit. Molly probably fantasizing all about my dick. Only one real nigga, take a pic. And all you haters, I'ma take your bitch. Every nigga in the club see the same hoe. With the same friends, all they do is change clothes. Try to bowl and they pussy say they lame clothes. If you fucking for your rent, you a lame hoe. Oops, yeah, I said that. Half of y'all niggas in here frontin' where y'all bread at. Gon' stutter rap. Thought so, can't do it like this, broke nigga.
If you say you gotta work, why you in the club, ho? Hell no, you can't smoke my drugs, so now you in the club tryna fuck no love, ho. How you do that, dead bitch, let the blunt go. If you say you gotta work, why you in the club, ho? Hell no, you can't smoke my drugs, so now you in the club tryna fuck no love, ho. How you do that, dead bitch, let the blunt go.
Too many cars, a parade when I pull up. Glass y'all, catch a fade, that's a chin up. If you ain't looking, I'ma eat your hoe for dinner. She said that she a virgin, but I fucked her in Virginia. I ate her at the supper club. Bad bitches at Greystone, but they just some runner up. Now every nigga in here seeing if you tryna fuck. And every nigga in here scheming, gon' try your luck. I'm A1. No steak sauce, nigga, they spray dumb. It's like rat-a-tat-tat, cross your baseball cap. I cover holes in your face like Jason. Every nigga in the club see the same hoe. With the same friends, all they do is change clothes. Try to bowl and they pussy say they lame clothes. If you fucking for your rent, you a lame hoe. Oops, yeah, I said that. Half of y'all niggas in here frontin' where y'all bread at. Gon' stutter rap. Thought so, can't do it like this, broke nigga.
If you say you gotta work, why you in the club, ho? Hell no, you can't smoke my drugs, so now you in the club tryna fuck no love, ho. How you do that, dead bitch, let the blunt go. If you say you gotta work, why you in the club, ho? Hell no, you can't smoke my drugs, so now you in the club tryna fuck no love, ho. How you do that, dead bitch, let the blunt go.
Every nigga in the club see the same hoe. With the same friends, all they do is change clothes. Try to bowl and they pussy say they lame clothes. If you fucking for your rent, you a lame hoe. Oops, yeah, I said that. Half of y'all niggas in here frontin' where y'all bread at. Gon' stutter rap. Thought so, can't do it like this, broke nigga.
If you say you gotta work, why you in the club, ho? Hell no, you can't smoke my drugs, so now you in the club tryna fuck no love, ho. How you do that, dead bitch, let the blunt go. If you say you gotta work, why you in the club, ho? Hell no, you can't smoke my drugs, so now you in the club tryna fuck no love, ho. How you do that, dead bitch, let the blunt go.
People around you should really have nothing to say. Me, I'm just proud of the fact that you've done it your way. And the weekend's here, started it right. Even if you only get part of it right. Live for today, plan for tomorrow. Party tonight, party tonight. Time to meet your girlfriends that you said you might bring. If they're the ones that tell you that you do the right thing, oh. But I gotta say, oh baby, why is this so familiar? Just met, already feel like I know the real her. You must have done this before, this can't be your first time. We must have been here before, it's still fresh on my mind. You got that shit that somebody will look for but won't find. You must have done this before, this can't be your first time. They keep telling me don't save you. If I ignore all that advice, if something isn't right, then who will I complain to? But the weekend's here, started it right. Even if I only get part of it right. Live for today, plan for tomorrow. Party tonight, party tonight. You got your guards up, I do too. The things we might discover. Cause you got a past and I do too. We're perfect for each other.
Houston girls, not the way it goes down. Atlanta girls, not the way it goes down.
But I gotta say, oh baby, why is this so familiar? Just met, already feel like I know the real her. You must have done this before, this can't be your first time. We must have been here before, it's still fresh on my mind. You got that shit that somebody will look for but won't find. You must have done this before, this can't be your first time.
Cause to her, I'm just a rapper, and soon she'll have met another. So if tonight's an accident, tomorrow we'll recover. And I know I'm not supposed to judge a book by its cover. I don't want to be in the blind, but sometimes I see big wonder about her. And she with it, if I'm with it, and I'm with it. I know what makes her smile, but I won't know what makes her different. Or should I just be realistic? Lipstick on the glass. See, I know this ain't your first, but it's better than your last.
You must have done this before, this can't be your first time. We must have been here before, it's still fresh on my mind. You got that shit that somebody will look for but won't find. You must have done this before, this can't be your first time.
Shower her with dollar tips, shout it when and bought a whip. Guarantee the city remember your whole name, you throw that whole scholarship. All of them ain't all equipped, and this saddens me. I see the pecking order, quote unquote bad bitches work the whole flow. Those that get laughed at sit off in a corner like a lab rat, nobody wanna. Niggas that are married don't wanna go home, but we look up to them. They wish they were us, they want some new trim. We lust for some trust, now the both of us are colorblind, cause the other side looks greener. Which leaves your turf in a Boise state. Can't see or play other team, cause everybody has an addiction. Mine happens to be you. And those who say they don't souls will later on say to them that ain't true. All of them will have an opinion, but y'all know what y'all can do for them. But if you're unsure, I'll take you on tour to a place you can stick that in. Well, sitting here sad as hell, listening to Adele, I feel you, baby. Someone like you, more like someone unlike you, or something that's familiar, maybe. And I can tell that she wants a baby, and I can yell, girl, that you're crazy. Oh, what the hell? Nope, can't be lazy. Please be careful, bitches got the rabies.
I can't take it no more.
Wow.
Bitch got the rabies. I mean, like, come on, that whole song was kind of nice. until that last line. That, you know, I mean, come on. That's how you end it?
That's how you ended it, too. I hate you.
I'm, you know.
Be careful, y'all.
Bitches bow down, and these bitches got the rabies. It's all about the bitches tonight.
Man.
I wish I had a song with bitches in it. That's why they call you bitch. That's why they call you bitch.
Little Tupac, little Pop.
Oh, my
Wonder
God.
Wonder why they call you.
Yes. Seriously. Okay. Well, I think that we will read the next article.
Let's do it.
Okay, well, not this one yet. That's the one that you know already. Wow. It's nice. I just found out one of my friends is our neighbor now. Yay. I have somebody to go by this. I don't have to be in Joe's hair all the time.
Yay. I don't know. I'm even saying. You celebrate. I'll celebrate, too. Must be somebody you have been like hanging with. So, hey, yay.
Mother beheads infant, eats parts of his brain. Charged with murder and is being held on $1 million bail. San Antonio police say woman accused of beheading her three-week-old infant son used knife and two swords in the attack and ate some of the child's body parts. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus told reporters Monday that, I'm not going to say her name,
Maria Sanchez,
was too
heinous
to fully discuss
San Antonio.
But he says that the woman, I'm going to just say it, but Sanchez ate.
Oh, they said this for real? Oh, my God, I just guessed it.
Her name is Adi Sanchez.
Oh, my goodness.
Attack on her son, Scott Wesley Buchholz Sanchez, was too heinous to fully discuss. But he says Sanchez ate part of the newborn's brain and bit off three of his toes before stabbing herself twice.
What is
police
going?
Say that 33-year-old Sanchez told officers who were called to her house early Sunday that she killed her son at the devil's request. Sanchez is charged with capital murder and is being held on $1 million bail. She is recovering from the hospital wounds right now. She's recovering from the wounds at the hospital right now.
But so the hospital dropped her too, beat her up? For hospital wounds.
I'm just so
muddled
by the story.
You know, we watch a lot of movies.
Yeah,
and, you know, we always say that, you know, things that we see in movies can happen.
Right.
And not possible.
Uh-huh.
And we always see, and we always question, is it true that somebody can be overtaken by spirits like that?
Uh-huh.
And we see that in a lot of movies.
I'm like, not only
and
do we see it in movies, but I'm telling y'all, if it ain't, I'm going to just say it like I say it when nobody's listening. If it ain't the devil, it's the government planting people with some kind of shit that's making them bug the fuck out and do shit so they can enforce, I don't know, God knows what kind of laws. The gun laws, yeah, the crazy bitch law, like, because Jodi Arias is a trip. I mean, who does that?
You know,
I mean,
we've been watching the Bible.
She took that motherfucker
out.
Jodi,
man.
She hunted him. Like, that's how I feel. Like, she hunted him. It was a big-ass bear. And she shot his ass, and then she stabbed it, and then she slit its throat. I'm like, you know, what the fuck?
This is there with ninjas.
Yes.
Wow.
I know I'm saying a lot of bad words
like,
tonight, but
like,
these things make
we've
you
been watching
because
the Bible.
This is so weirdness. Yes, we
you
have.
You know, we've been watching the Bible every Sunday. That if y'all ain't been watching,
y'all
check
need
it out.
To. DVR it.
The Bible.
DVR it.
Get on your Bible.
Get on it.
On History Channel, matter of fact.
Yep.
And we've been watching that, and, you know, we see God talking to a lot of people in spirit. And we also see the other side, the devil talking to a lot of people in spirit, even back then in those days.
Yep.
So, and you see a lot of the same things happening, like, with people nowadays.
Yep, just bugging out, going
so you
crazy,
kinda, it
kind of
makes you wonder, you know, when people bug out like that, is that what really happened?
I honestly think that, yeah.
You know, dude.
You know, my grandmother always says Satan and his legions are roaming this earth, and they are just rampant. And yeah,
like the you remember the we was watching CNN the boy down I think it was Texas.
Yeah,
he killed his family.
Killed his whole family.
And then he was on his way to kill.
And then his
brother was
gonna kill
his
right
girlfriend.
His parents. Yeah,
his
family.
Girlfriend's family.
Yeah,
and
her
then
family.
Go to Walmart.
And they're gonna kill all the Walmart people.
Yeah.
And
like,
they kill himself.
Like, do they wake up that morning? Like, what? I don't even want to know the process. Forget it. Yeah. Forget what I said. I only want to know what the problem is.
Yeah, because I've been trying to make logic out of a lot of things that just make no sense. You know, because it's senseless. What else do you say?
You know, you just want to find, sometimes you just want to find,
you want
like
a resolution.
You want to make logic and you want to find
a
meaning.
A
why?
Like,
what made them do that?
Yeah, you know, like,
at that moment, what made them
snap
off really
at that
moment?
Yeah, you really
want
to get to your head
going,
and be like, look, let me just ask you. I don't want to hurt you or anything. I just want to look you in your eye, and I want to ask you what prompted
like
this.
Like, a lot
action?
Of things I know it's
like,
premeditated. You know, people plan and plot a lot of things.
But is it the devil in them the whole time while they're plotting?
Yeah.
Like, are the demons, like, talking to them the
coming
whole time?
Coming and going.
In their
could
ear?
Be coming and going.
That's schizophrenia?
I don't know. It could be that, too. If I was a doctor, I would let you know. But I can't answer that one.
Yep. I don't know either.
But, yeah, it's just crazy. It makes you wonder, though.
It does.
I watch movies, and a lot of the movies and a lot of things I see in the movies, you know, you see in the news nowadays. So I'm kind of wondering, you know what I mean? You're seeing that more and more in movies now.
Okay, I'm not going to say where this guy was from or what his name is either, but okay. His aunt Cassandra claimed that he planned on murdering his mother for years and had looked up on the internet how to destroy evidence from a murder. Police raided his apartment to find the interior stained with bleach and the shower curtains missing. An accomplice was also charged on the account that he assisted his friend with scattering his mother's body parts. However, what they don't say is that Dude took a picture of himself grinning with his mother's severed head.
And posted it.
Yeah.
He committed the murder, chopped her up.
Uh-huh, and then posted the shit.
Disposed of the body, and in the meantime of getting rid of the body, he had time to pose for a picture with his mother's cut-off head.
Most definitely. This is just, it's unfathomable, really. Who does that?
Like it.
Like.
We all have differences.
And they said
we all have differences with our parents. But that's never say he's a schizophrenic.
He was. They said he was off of meds and stuff. So, you know, yeah.
So what was the friend off of? was he the friend too? he was both.
They charged him with double murder. Him and himself.
What? I mean, I don't mean to be laughing and joking about it, but golly.
Yeah, it was like totally not good. So that happened too, and I'm just trying to understand.
Like, I wonder what is he doing? Like, sitting in his cell right now. How? Like, what is on his?
And he's smoking a blunt in the picture.
He wanted to go down, yo.
He did. I mean, he
That's
really
crazy.
Did. This is terrible. It's really sad. Very, very, very sad.
Man.
But that's it for Is It Black or White right now. That's all.
Did you tell him what color he was?
Oh, his name was Bashid, and he's from the Bronx.
When you said Cassandra, even though I knew...
Cassandra could be a white lady's name.
Not many.
Why not?
Huh?
Yes, Cassandra.
Just because you say it like that, that don't. That don't mean. Just because you try to put on your voice and sound all proper with it, that don't mean.
But no, like, there's been Cassandras and.
I mean, I didn't ever say something.
If I would have said Cassandra like that, then possibly it would have inferred that I said Cassandra.
Is that how you say it?
So, I don't think it's very racist of us to think that these are all white people that did this crazy shit. I mean, well, Joe had it right with the he said Maria Sanchez.
I got two. I knew the Asian one, too, with
the
baby.
The Asian one, yeah.
That was sick. That was just sick.
But the first two were kind of like, what?
Yeah, the first
until
two
I gave
threw
away
off.
A name. Until I gave away a name.
The London one really
did
threw
you
me
see
off.
What I said? So I gave away a name.
Until you gave away a name. What name did you get away?
Yeah. Man, I've been talking like this all day long.
You have been fumbling all day long.
I don't know. What's going on? Maybe I need to take
You think it too
classes.
Fast. No, you think it too fast.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you think it before your mouth
actually resets. My mouth resets. If you have to press reset on your mouth, tweet it right now. I press reset on my mouth every day.
Oh, man.
So I think we should play a song right now.
Let's do it. What we got on the menu?
I don't know. Since this song is right in my face. No, I don't play that song. I changed my mind. Let me play this song.
I want to feel you.
Feel me.
I want to feel you.
Feel me.
give you all of my love. I wanna give you all of my love.
That was supposed to end for like another 30 seconds. I don't know what happened.
I was finishing. That was me. Yeah, I mean, that was my cue. They was letting me know. They was kicking it, Joe.
Yeah, you're funny. All right, y'all. It's been a fun time here with you on my grind. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight.
Yeah, don't.
And we'll see you next week. I know we've been absent, but, you know, life goes on.
Yeah. Oh, man. And for y'all that's going to be in the L.A. area, April 8th, we're going to be at Gang Sports Bar, Nova Unit Records Takeover, Kiss
that's
Major
right.
Joe Beast. We got...
hosted by Tyler.
Yep.
We've got Will Pack, Altered Ego.
Yeah, we're going
to
be doing it.
Doors open at 8 p.m., and it's at 5630 West Manchester Boulevard, Los Angeles, California. Restaurant and lounge. Come down, eat, drink, be merry, have some fun, and hear some good music.
Yeah, we're going to throw down for y'all. Make sure y'all come through.
Yes, we are. That's right. So I'm going to leave y'all with a little bit of Jodeci. We ain't heard this in a while. Eh?
Let's do it.
Because I be feeling.
Because right now. Mm-hmm. 1 minute to midnight, and you're on the East Coast. 1 minute to nine on the West.
Ultimate high. You know what I'm saying, baby?
One.
Now check this out.
Take my money, my house, and my car.